Hello or hola. Thank you for listening to the conference podcast of the PLAIN 2023 conference in Buenos Aires. I am Lodewijk van Oort, but call me Ludo. I'll update you about the conference in this podcast. And each day of the conference, we'll publish a new episode on the conference website, highlighting the day's highlights, lessons learned, and I'm talking to speakers and attendees about their experiences. Today, I talk to the organization of the conference. They will tell us what to expect from the conference, and you will get insider tips about the city of Buenos Aires. But first, I have to introduce someone very important to this podcast, and that's Rafaela Gunner. She is our translator. You will hear her voice when a Spanish-speaking guest is speaking. This way, you immediately have the taste of how we will do this during the conference. So you don't have to worry if you don't speak or understand Spanish. Our translators are ready for you. Rafaela, thank you very much. You have an incredibly important job. This conference is about connecting cultures, creating bridges with clear communication, and will be in Argentina from the 27th till the 29th of September. The conference is a collaboration with the Observatorio de Lenguaje Claro, the OBS, of the Law School at the National University at Buenos Aires. And that is why I am very happy and honored to have two colleagues from the OBS here as guests. From the Observatorio de Lenguaje Claro, the OBS, we have Gisela Candarle and Lucas Koch. And furthermore, here are two board members of PLAIN Language Association International, PLAIN, Natalia Torro and Irene Stotko. Welcome. Please tell a little bit more about yourself and the work you are doing in daily life. And let's start with you, Gisela.
Hola a todos.
Hello, everybody. We're working together with the law faculty from the PLAIN Language Observatory. We're members of PLAIN and we're helping to organize this international conference. And we're basically involved in all the operational issues. We're dealing with queries from visitors, from speakers. We've designed a program, which Lucas will probably tell you about later. We're programming the cultural activities. There's lots of things on the agenda. So we've got quite a lot of work to do at the moment, but it's a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. And can you tell a little bit more about yourself? Because are you a Congress organizer all the time, or are you actually something else?
No, this is the first time I'm organizing a conference, certainly one of this size and importance. It's very important at local and international level. In fact, I work in the Council of Magistrates in the office. I'm in charge of judicial policies. And we've been working for about 5 to 7 years in the area of PLAIN language. We've made a lot of progress. And since the observatory has been working in the law faculty since 2021, I've been coordinating the projects there. And this is my first time organizing this kind of conference. So in terms of the work that I do in the judiciary regarding PLAIN language, I apply this very much in the speech that I'm going to be giving. But at the moment, we're dealing with all kinds of logistical issues.
I understand. Thank you very much. And you, Lucas, what kind of work are you doing?
In the observatory, what I do is produce everything that has to do with graphic design. And I'm working with Gisela in the judiciary of the city, in the secretariat's office. And as regards PLAIN language, I produce graphic design pieces to accompany that. And this is also the first time I'm producing pieces for a conference of this magnitude.
Thank you. I'm so happy to have you here because you're involved from the very beginning of organizing this. So thank you for being here. But we also have two board members from PLAIN. Let's start with you, Natalia.
Okay, so I'm a certified English translator, and I have a master's degree in translation as well. And that's how I started working with PLAIN language back in, I think, 2016-17. And since 2020, I'm a member of the board of directors of Plane, together, well, with you, Ludovic, and Irene, member of specifically of the conference committee and regional development. Well, I'm actually working side by side, Gisela and Lucas, with all the operational things, but of course on behalf of Plane. So I'm on this side, but yeah, we're working together to make it great.
Yeah, let's talk about that later. But first, start with Irene. Irene, can you tell a little bit more about yourself?
Hi, Ludo. Yes, certainly. So I'm from South Africa. I work as a senior editor at Alex Forbes, a large financial services company. And I love being part of a team of writers and designers. And I see myself as a plain language problem solver. So every day, just working on daily complexities, making communication clear and engaging. And I've been on the Plane board now for several years and been part of almost four conferences, including the two Access for All online conferences. And what's been very exciting this year is that we've got our in-person conference. So I'm part of the conference committee and have loved working with you, Natalia, and with you, Ludovic, as well.
Thank you very much. A plain language problem solver. So I think there were a lot of problems to be solved during the last 1.5 year that we're going to talk about in this small podcast. We're not going to tell them all, of course. But Natalia, let's start with you first. More than a year ago, the idea of holding a conference in Buenos Aires came up, and that idea came from you. Can you tell us why Buenos Aires and how did it all go?
When I applied for the board of directors of Plane, I said that I wanted to help develop plain language in Spanish-speaking countries. So that was my goal in the board. So when it came to conference, to the time to choose conference candidates back then, I realized there were a lot of initiatives in Argentina as well as other Spanish-speaking countries like Spain, for example, also Colombia, and all over Latin America, I saw a lot of projects and great things with plain language. So I thought it would be a good idea to have two candidates or candidates from a Spanish-speaking country. The board finally chose Argentina as a host.
Let's talk about that with Irene, but first, to have the listeners understand properly, you are not from Europe originally.
No. Yeah,
you're from.
I'm from Argentina.
You're from Argentina, so that's an extra reason for.
I'm from Argentina. Yeah, of course, it was, but I tried to be to keep it objective and
of course.
Candidates. Yeah, of course, and also because I think that. Like historically, we've seen plain language from the English perspective, which is great, of course, because there are like a lot of great things and speakers. Some of the speakers will be at the conference, of course, but it seemed to me that other regions didn't have the chance of showing everything they were doing. And not only in Spanish, but also Brazil. So in Portuguese, Germany, we have also great things going on in Germany. Mm-hmm. Irene probably will tell you a bit more about things going on in South Africa and other African countries. So there are a lot of regions that we usually not pay attention to. And I think it was time to move our perspective to a different part of the world. So that was also really good to see.
This is the first international plain language conference in Southern America. Irene, was the board immediately enthusiastic about this proposal?
Well, yes, absolutely. So, as Plain, we've got a 5-year strategic plan, and various objectives. And one of it is, you know, just to increase multilingual, multicultural attendance at conferences. And so it's really important for us, you know, to be supporting that. As Natty was saying, it's not just plain English, it's plain Spanish, it's plain so many other languages. And so really what this conference is all about, it's our 14th biennial conference. So it's very exciting that for the first time, we're having it in South America, we're having it in a Spanish-speaking country. And most of all, Spanish is one of the most spoken languages in the world. So, you know, just the fact that we can have it and we can have simultaneous interpreting, thanks to Rafaela, is really, that is just so exciting. So definitely, I can remember when it was announced, our former president, Margarita, you know, announced it with such joy with Judge Alola. And then, of course, the plan board under Joanna Richardson, everyone has worked together to make this happen. So it's been very exciting.
And it became all possible because you, Gisela, and your team, the team that you're working on, have made a wonderful proposal for this conference. And then you heard, like a year ago or more than a year ago, that you were going to organize the conference with Plain. What has happened since then?
Una experiencia intensa, si la tengo que decir.
It's been quite intense, and that is the word that I would use, because the time has just flown by since they accepted the proposal. In fact, it was July last year when Lucas designed the presentation for us. We were changing tiny things and details right up to the last minute. And then they took their time to announce who was going to be the host. But right after that, it just seemed, everything seemed to go so fast. And it is really challenging for us, for Argentina, for the city of Buenos Aires. It's really important that an organization with the prestige of Plain has chosen us. Because obviously it's been going on, they've been working on these issues in Europe for a long time, it's much newer in this region. But in the last few years, we've done a great deal in the area of different initiatives, not just in the city of Buenos Aires and Argentina, but Mexico, Chile, Costa Rica, Uruguay. These are all different voices which we need to hear at a conference. And, you know, they can't, everybody can't always travel as far as Europe or other continents when these kinds of conferences are held. So it's a source of great pride for us. And we're doing everything we can with Natalia and Lucas, Eugenia and Sofia, who are also on the team. We're doing everything we can for this to be an amazing conference. And we're sure that it will be, because there's so many wonderful things that we'll be able to share at the conference with everybody who's going to be coming to visit us.
We're going to talk about that later. Thank you very much. It is a lot of work, and I know that because I seen it from a sideline too, and it is amazing work that you all did. And Lucas, you had a very important role in all the communication and design. Can you tell us what is involved in organizing such a conference?
Design, as I was saying earlier, it was really challenging because it was the first time I've ever had to design something for a conference of this magnitude. But I'm really happy with the results. And it's been challenging too, simply because of all the work that we've had to do on each piece. For instance, the merchandising, the folders, the lanyards, the headings, stickers, the program itself. There's just all kinds of stuff, and it is hard work. But as I said, I'm really delighted with the results. And for me, the most important thing, or one of the most important things, has been to respect the visual identity of Plain. And also the observatory's identity. And on the basis of this, create an identity manual for the conference, respecting fonts and colors and palettes. And I felt that was very important to create this connection between us and the conference. So yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, you did well, I think. And like Gisela said, if you think of that, it was July last year, but that's only a year that you have to do all these things. It's amazing. It's amazing. Natalia?
Yes. Well, just I would like to say that we do meet every Thursday, so it's been also like a family. So we met every Thursday, and we came together with ideas. And for instance, when Lucas designed something, he would just send it to us, and we could also share our views. Like, we think this is good. We think this looks better. We think this is more plain style. So I think that was also very nice, very warm in a way.
Sí, quiero agregar para
I just want to add, to give this a bit of perspective, that we're so involved with this and you know, with our Thursday meetings. But I want to give you one example that has repeated itself throughout everything. A speaker will send us their curriculum in Spanish and English, and immediately we have it translated, and we send it out, put it out into the mail, and we typeset it, and we add the photograph, and everything has to look just right before we send it out. Obviously, it's a huge amount of work. Luckily, we have Natalia working with us, who's a total genius, and she's getting help from Rafaela. And it's just an example of everything that's been going on. I mean, we've been getting all kinds of different biographies from people, but then you've got the text from the flyers, the program, it's drawn up, it's translated, it's changed. Oh, there's this change to the timing. Oh, there's that change to the speaker's name. All of these things are the things that we do when we meet every Thursday.
Amazing. Let's dive a little bit deeper into the conference. Gisela, it's only a short while before the conference breaks loose. What can visitors expect? And let's not even talk about the program yet. But what can they expect from the venue, the location where it's held, for example?
I'm going to speak here because actually I'm a graduate of the law faculty. So this is what I'm going to tell you. You'll find the most amazingly welcoming city. We have the law faculty, which is one of the oldest schools in the continent, and it's one of the best law schools in the world. I love this university. All of those who have been to the University of Buenos Aires feel great loyalty to it. It's a very large faculty. Actually, I hope that everybody will be able to find the rooms where the conference is being held, because it's huge. Everything is super well equipped. Obviously, you will enjoy the academic quality of what's being published in the program. But from the Argentines' point of view, I want to say that we're excellent hosts. We're very warm, and we will give you everything that we can to make you feel as home, as much as home as possible.
Thank you. Thank you. And Natalia and Irene, the world's top of plain communication comes to Buenos Aires. What can we expect in terms of content?
We've got incredible keynote speakers, and really, really looking forward to that. Just starting off with Estrella Montolio from Spain, really looking at innovation and clear communication for empathetic governance. We've got Joseph Kimball, just learning from his over 20 plus years of rewriting. And then many others, Natalia can expand on it, but then what's also exciting is that, Clarity is turning 40 this year, our sister organization, Clear Communication for Lawyers. And so they also have a Clarity 1 and 2 track. And we have speakers like Helen Harpio, Julie Clement, and Mariano Beteta. So everyone is in for a treat. It is such a varied program. Natalia, please expand on what you're looking forward to as well.
Of course, the program is online, but I'm just was curious about what you are looking forward to. So, Natalia, can you give us some insight?
Yes, I think Yeah, we also have something that I think it's really important, and that's we also have some talks about legal design or plain design, if you want. That's also like really good if you, because we usually think about plain language from the language from linguistic perspective, and here we also have some design too. So that's going to be really interesting, of course. And there's also something about artificial intelligence and technology that's really great, considering well, we've had an explosion of artificial intelligence in last year. So that I think it's very well. It's new, and it's going to be really interesting for people involved in the sector.
Very diverse, as I heard. And Gisella, it's not only presentations, eh? There's much more to discover and experience.
Yes, in addition to the speeches, which are obviously going to be given speeches in the halls, but we're also going to have flash speeches. And we've also organized cultural activities for everybody who signed up. And in fact, today, we sent a letter to all of the people who signed up so they can choose from a list of different cultural activities that will be on offer, from tango shows to singing to guided tours through some of the areas, different areas of Buenos Aires, different districts. Obviously, a visit to the Colón Theater, which is really iconic. It's one of the best concert halls in South America. The cultural agenda is really varied and certainly deserves to be enjoyed. In fact, we hope that some people will actually come back to visit Buenos Aires sometime in the future so they can enjoy everything we have to offer.
Everything is, of course, taking place in your city, Gisella. Can you tell us a little bit more about Buenos Aires and maybe give us some insider tips?
What can I say about Buenos Aires? Actually, I wasn't born here. I was born 80 kilometers away in the city of Zárate, but I've been living here for the last 25. City of Buenos Aires, it's said of it that it never sleeps. One very important thing is that people tend to dine very late. For instance, 10 or 11 o'clock at night, you can easily get food until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. There's always somewhere to eat. Nightlife is very varied. There's lots going on in the area of Palermo and Puerto Madero. There's lots of cultural activities going on. For instance, we have Corriente Street, which is a little bit like Broadway, lots of theaters, lots of different kinds of stage plays, shows, lots of beautiful parks. Again, a very interesting range of gastronomic offers, and obviously the barbecue, which is our typical food, a little bit like the American barbecue. You have lots of different options to enjoy life. If people decide they want to come before or stay on afterwards for a few days, there's lots of different things to do.
And that sounds like a lot. So probably we have to expand the conference like a few months to see everything, if you want to see everything in Buenos Aires. But what is that one thing you think we may not miss?
That is such a difficult question. God, but you know, I don't actually go out. I mean, I've been stuck inside working on plane stuff for the last 8 months. But if I had to tell a foreigner, a visitor, what to do or what they shouldn't miss, I'd say it's nightlife in the district of Palermo. It's a really trendy district. You can bar hop. There's some extraordinary restaurants there. There's lots of lots of street life, you know, lots of things going out in the streets and then in the parks. But I'm not very good at recommending things.
So,
I hadn't planned an answer to this question, you know. Oh, I mean, there's some really beautiful rose garden called the Rose Dahl. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Natalia can also tell us because
I will ask her. But maybe we should promise Irene, Natalia, because Gisella, she just told us that she hasn't been out for 8 months. So Maybe we should promise her to take her out one night during the conference, go to Palermo, have some drinks, have a barbecue, and have a fun evening. One of the things that I'm looking forward to is, and Irene, I think we're going together, we're going to the opera in the Teatro de Colón, so I'm very excited about that. So, and of course, Natalia, do you have some insider tips about Buenos Aires? What should people do?
Everything in Argentina is beautiful, but I'm going to focus on Buenos Aires. Like if you're a foreigner, and I would just say, like, pay attention to the urban characters, like the waiters, for example. So if you avoid, and I suggest you avoid like big chains. So if you want to go for a coffee, just don't go to Starbucks, then choose maybe a typical coffee place in the city. There are lots of them, so you can easily find them. The waiters are, the old waiters are like really special. They are part of the landscape, I would say. Also, like the taxi drivers, for example, that's also very, that's quite an experience. And again, I'm not saying Uber, but I'm saying like the typical taxi driver. That's also part of the landscape of the city. So you should pay attention to that. And I think it's a city where people interact with each other all the time. So you will see, and that's something I don't, or I haven't seen anywhere else. Just people actually paying attention to each other, whether it's like for good or bad, whatever, but it's, so people talking in the streets. Also, like another character would be the canichita. So if they're a newspaper stands.
Oh yeah.
So the people who work there also like so usually there's someone stopping there to buy the newspaper, and they have a very short conversation. So you will see a lot of typical porteño characters, and and that's also very interesting to see. Apart from, of course, good food, a lot of activities.
The things Gisela already talked about.
Great city. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's two.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sounds amazing. And for sure, we now know that Starbucks and Uber will never sponsor a plane conference again.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just thinking about the list of sponsors on the website.
They're not on it.
Yeah, so. Just we can delete this. Yeah,
no,
sorry.
No, keep this in. Thank you. Thank you very much. Lucas, Gisela, thank you very much. And I know you have a lot of work to do till the conference and during the conference. So keep up the good work. And we know this will be a great conference. Also, you, Natalia, and Irene, thank you very much. And a warm applause, of course, for our translator, Rafaela. Thank you very much.
If you want more information about the conference, the speakers, the program, or the tourist attractions, then go to the website of the Conference of Plain, www.plain-language-2023.com, or go to the Plain website, plainlanguagenetwork.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again at the conference. Goodbye. Adios.